This is a Scoop audio interview. We're talking with National Party Law and Order spokesman Simon Power about the prison weblog kerfuffle, I suppose. What's your understanding of what's actually happened here?
Oh, as I understand it, just got an inmate who's writing a letter on a reasonably regular basis, and it's been posted on a blog site.
Right, and what's the issue there?
Well, I think it raises actually quite a number of issues. The first is to the immediacy of the information and the publication of that information in a very public way, as opposed to, I suspect, what was originally envisaged with this particular rule, which was that inmates would be writing a letter to a friend or relative once a week.
Right. So what can you do about that?
Well, I think the interesting thing about the discussion on this issue over the last 24, 48 hours is the Corrections Department view that there's nothing wrong and they're not going to pursue the matter and they can't see what they can do about it in any event. I think it's another example of how our criminal justice system is struggling with the internet. The other classic example is, of course, the use of suppression orders in court and the inability to, in many ways, control those suppression orders because the internet's a medium that legislators haven't got their head around. And I think this points to another example of that.
Right. So, I'm just thinking specifically of, the letter. I think initially you thought it was by email, which would be a whole nother kettle of fish entirely, obviously. The letter did go through the normal channels coming out of the prison. You can only send to specified people, and they do vet the mail.
That's my understanding of the situation.
Yeah. Well, what other rules could you apply?
Well, I think...
I'm sorry, this line, I think it might actually be this phone. It's actually fading out from your end quite terribly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that any better?
Yes.
That's okay.
Great. Sorry.
I think the key here is that although Corrections have said there's no issue, there's no problem, as I understand, the Prime Minister made a statement earlier today where she said it raises a whole new set of issues. I think that's right, actually. And I think that the Corrections Department's sort of refusal to engage on how matters like this should be dealt with speaks volumes for their inability to get their heads around a whole lot of recent issues. But this one in particular, I must say I was very surprised at the CEO's reaction of just throwing up his hands and saying, well, what else can we do?
Well, what sort of information would you not allow out in a letter that appeared to be for publication that you wouldn't in an ordinary correspondence?
Sure. I think the key here is to make sure that there are no issues around security at the facility, that other inmates' rights aren't being breached by the widespread publication of activity that may or may not be going on inside the prison. I think also, together with the fact that we've seen a number of cell phones confiscated in recent times, it's not difficult. I wouldn't have thought if you were a policymaker inside Corrections to form the view that it wouldn't be too difficult to transmit by telephone photographs from inside the prison onto the website. And I'm surprised that with 100 policy advisors and head office, Corrections haven't given this more thought than the CEO simply saying it's all a bit too hard and what's the big deal.
Well, the cell phone thing's contraband anyway. I mean, it would be against policy.
Oh, it certainly is, but make no mistake, there are cell phones in prisons.
Yeah, but we are talking about actual policies rather than dealing with people who are breaking policies here.
Well, I think that's... You also need to deal with realities.
Right. Now, in this actual case, the post was edited so that the personal information of the people was removed. I mean, this... and it does seem to have happened in a fairly actually responsible and, well, careful manner so far.
Well, that may be the case in this instance. What I'm concerned about is the wider question of whether or not this type of, publication, widespread publication, instantaneous widespread publication, is something that other inmates and the corrections department, have a view on. And it would appear from the CEO's comments late yesterday that he doesn't have a view on it, which, well, I think is very unusual, Lyndon.
Where would you stop it? Because, prisoners are allowed to send letters, I take it. You don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't. And nor do I have a problem with issues relating to freedom of speech either. I'd be the last person to be opposed to freedom of speech, believe me. But the question is, what thinking has the department and the government done about the internet as a medium for the dispersal of information of this type in a very public way? The Prime Minister believes there are issues that need looking at. So do I. I was surprised that the CEO of the Corrections Department didn't feel the same way.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty clear then.
Okay.
We've been talking to Simon Power. Thanks for talking to Scoop.
Very happy to.
Okay.